Avay Dizar Pei Gimel Mishnah Beis. Hamoitzi Shivrei Tzlovim. Here he didn't find a Tzlovim figurine. He found smashed up pieces. So even though anything that's Avay Dizar, even if it's smashed now, should be Osabano, Hamoitzi Shivrei Tzlovim Harelu Mutar. What's the pshat? So what we said before in Mishnah Aleph is that Kol Hatzlom Masurim is always Mipnei Sofik. We're not talking about something which we know is Avodah Zarah. It's a Sofik. Maybe even a Vayta Sofik. So we have another Sofik over here. But even where it's a Sfek Sfek. One Sofik where it was Nevad or not. Even if it was Nevad, the fact that it's Shovu Bifoneinu leads us to be Mistapik. Maybe it was broken. L'shem Bitl Avodah Zarah. We have to learn about the Halachis of Bitl Avodah Zarah. We're going to see that in Yetz Hashem in the next parak, but suffice it for now that once it's broken pieces, by the talking it was broken, it was nizbatl. So you have a svek sveker. That's why we matter. Motzah tavnis yadoi tavnis regel harelu asur neshki yoytze behem nevad. If it's a piece, but it's a piece that has a tzur of a whole limb, so that doesn't have a din of a svek sveker. That has a din of a tzelem, because it occasionally would be nevad as a dover bifnei atzmai, a foot. It doesn't have to be that it's a broken off piece from a whole statue. It could be the foot itself is something that was worshipped. So memela would be also kshalatzmai, only have one tzavik. Now again, remember that we have the Mishnah in Mishnah Aleph, where the whole din over here is machlek sumein the chacham. We're going over here lefir of meyer, havilachim umatir betziru for the svek sveka. Mishnah Gimel, Hamoitzi Kelim Aleim Tzuras Chamo Tzuras Levono. Found some type of kli that they had in those days where it was a Dover Rogel to etch on, to carve on, paint on a Tzura of a Shemesh or a Levono. What's the difference between a Chama and a Levono? So we little kids make a picture, the Chama has these little. And a Levono you make like a crescent, like in the shape of a half moon. This way people know you're making a picture of the moon. Over here it means grada, the dmus that symbolizes. They had, if the Avodah Zarah had a sun god and they had a moon god, that the koiches hel yoinim, that they had dmuyos that represented those koiches. So any kli that has on it that tzura, tzuras chamo, tzuras levono, tzuras drokoin. Drokoin is like a nochosh. It's also a simon of ra, simon of Yolichim liyama melach. There's a mitzvah besides when there's an issa to be nena, but there's also a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, "Abe ta'abdon kolam akayim sashov d'shama goyim, v'nitatz tomes mizvuchosim v'shibatun smatzvosim v'ashem tisfum beish v'psile elim tigadeim." The usage of the Mishnah saying to take them to the Yamamelach is because in the Yamamelach they'll sink. Then, not so much there's a sink, but there's no boats there. So, Memela, nobody will ever find it. There's no kshash that anybody will ever use it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer. She'al ha-mechubodim. Tzura is there on something that's mechubid, that it's used l'noil l'kovoid, like jewelry, like figures, things that are mechubidik. Asurim, because mustama they were bowed down to. She'al ha-mevuzin. Let's say on a pat, on a suitcase, mutar, because mustama wasn't made l'shem avodah zarah. Mustama's symbol was there, but it was not used. Rather, it's also to make such a symbol on something, the dmus of avodah zarah. It doesn't make it also, but no. There's a discussion in Rishonim. Are we talking about a symbol that is worshipped? But the shaila is which kelim it's on. A kli mechubid, you have to be choshesh that it's nevad. A kli she'eni mechubid, you could assume that it's not nevad, or you know for sure that it's not nevad. There's no such thing as assuming, because over here in the sofik it would be also. Other rishonim understand that if it's a tzura that's vaday nevad when it's put on something, so then avada, even if it's on a kli mevuza, would be also. The shaila is only when you have a suffix if it's the type of tzura that's never in the first place. Rabbi Yosi Yaimer, Shoichik v'zeru l'ruach v'mat l'ayom. Said before, putting it in the Yam HaMelech where there are no boats, he says destroy it in a different way. Grind it up. That should be the Pashtazach.
On that, Omru loy, afu nasa zevel, shenema v'layibik b'yod kamum menachem, the ground up pieces might cause hanot to sprout from the ground with someplace where it's used for fertilizer. That solves the problem. What exactly is the machlekes here?
The mount of Aitikshash, it'll be used for zevel.
So that you look in the sugi over here, look at the Tesis Yamte, it brings from the Rishaynim, is that there's a nidin over here between machlekes tanam with zeh gairu. That means like this. There's crops that grow from the, let's say that will grow from the ground where the pieces of this tzelem, that's also bano, was ground and spread about. That's not the only thing making the crop grow. There's the ground, there's water, there's other minerals that are there. So all of them together make something grow. So since that which grows from the ground doesn't grow mikoyach avodah zarah by itself, but it grows together with other things, we call that zev, the zev goyim, there's this causing it the growth and this causing the growth, and then the mel doesn't become asur bano. Now the Rishonim point out, it's brought in the Mefarshim over here on the Mishnah, is that avadet also to spread out ground up avodah zarah on the ground in order to fertilize the ground. Avadet to create a zev zev goyim situation l'chetchil zosu, shows only whether it's also b'di'evet. Why tak is it mutter b'di'evet? Is it based on bittul? Because there's more of other materials than there is of the zev, not mukha. Rishonim on Mazbir, the Babos Teran, the Morad Shmaitz on this Indian is a Chuvas Avni Melum, a Simen Vav, where the raid is that when we talk about putting things in a pot, they're not being goyrim. Putting things in a pot, so there's Nevel that fell into the pot, and there's Shkuta that fell into the pot. There you have the food itself is also, and it gives a tam, that's not goyrim. Over here we're talking about, at the end of the day, the fertilizer disintegrates, it's only causing, it's goyrim. So if it's a direct cause, then we see the growth. At the end of the day, the tree that grows out of the ground is not physically, it's not the ground, it's not the minerals, it's not the water, it's the tree. So if it's the sole catalyst of growth, then we see that as the goyrim. Masha'enken afazoi vait, that there's something else, so then we don't see the tree or the bush, the shrub that grew as a product of that dover ha'osim melitz mutter. That's the machlokes where the zev is a goyim, as is up b'di'evit.